Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 263. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
And this is CNN.
Fuck yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Same old, man.
It's going pretty good.
Not too bad, all things considering.
Good. You made your boss cry this morning. That's pretty tight.
I did.
Are you jacking off like right this moment?
He looks like he's jacking it.
No.
Oh, he's cleaning his phone.
He's all looking up at you and fucking. Oh yeah.
Oh, George. yeah, it wasn't intentional, but it's something that I did.
It rarely is, brother. It rarely is.
Yeah. But, it's weird. It's a weird feeling. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Everything's getting back to normal-ish this week.
Yeah, the bars are opening. Still not going to go anywhere. So, you know, I'm kind of getting used to it, man. And like, it's only going to go downhill from here, because people are going to start being out on the road again. People are going to start being out on the street again. I'm going to have to deal with more people. But yeah. What are you going to do?
It makes me feel like a shithead person, but I'm like, let's let this pandemic spool up again. Let's go.
Well, it's gonna hit a second wave. It's gonna hit a third wave. You know, it's gonna have more waves than ska.
Got him.
Yeah.
Did you guys plan that like earlier in the week or something? How'd that happen right now?
That's
how you do it.
How friends talk.
That's vintage. I guess.
That's how friends talk. That's good.
Right? I think that's the thing.
He got all offended right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you smoke drugs, you tend to rant. So then, like, that's how things happen, too.
Smoke drugs? If you smoke crack, you definitely rant.
It's not a drug, man. It's an herb.
It's true. It's from the earth.
Yeah. What about you, Riggedy Red? How's it going?
I started training at a new job today. So it's a big, big life change. And it's roughly double what I was... Not roughly. It's more than double what I was making at the previous job. So,
so you're no longer at that job?
Actually, yeah. A lot has transpired in the last week. And yeah.
Are you leaving the spot?
I am leaving the other spot.
Damn! Yeah.
I got me a new place to live. I don't need you motherfuckers anymore.
Well, no. I mean, I've been over here. I mean, honestly, in the last 4 or 5 months, I've maybe spent 2 nights in my apartment, so over there. So it was like headed that direction anyway. So
dang,
yeah. So it was a talk we had before. Hi, Sophia. But
Hi, Sophia.
You know, but I mean, yeah. They're separate issues, but they're kind of similar issues, just because people don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But the previous gig involved me having my place on property where I was working, but now that's no longer a factor. But anyway, so the new place is great. It's a much more clinical environment. It's recovery.
You don't have to go so far to make Sophia watch a movie she doesn't want to watch.
That's right. What do you mean by that, bro?
Well, shit, man, their entire relationship, he's basically been living at her house. So, you know,
How else is he going to show her movies? He doesn't want to bring her over to the property and show her movies.
No, hey. He's been doing it at her house.
The only reason we came here is because it makes, I mean, she's got a much nicer place than you know. We liked my little apartment was nice, but it was also fucking cold when we got together. So it was like, no, let's not do that.
Where are you guys going to store all of your VHS tapes? Is really the question.
There are three bedrooms in this condo.
Jesus.
This is fine.
He's got room.
What? You're looking at me like this. I don't want to over-explain myself.
You see this look on my face?
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful house. So that's nice, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice that someone had their shit together with that. So now I can get my shit together.
Yeah, you got your shit together by fucking osmosis.
Yeah. That's the idea. Oh, that's from The Room, but you guys wouldn't know that. But hey, wait a minute. Speaking of which, on our previous episode, which people will have heard by the time they hear this, unless things go in like Christopher Nolan order or something. Fucking, you guys are serious about doing The Room with Baron?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll watch whatever.
If Tom will do it, then I'll do it.
Oh, we'll see.
No, if Patreon decides we will do it.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. Okay, good. I just want to get that confirmation again.
Right.
Yeah.
Matthew. Said that.
Yeah.
Have you watched anything in the past week?
I watched When a Stranger Calls. I remember that movie fondly, but as I went back and watched it, like other than the first 20 minutes, like it's kind of not a good movie, but the first 20 minutes, that's some of the best 20 minutes of all of horror cinema history. Like the whole, like, did you check the children? You know, and the call is coming from inside the house. And then that was like ripped off so many times. And I mean, is that the originator of it? Maybe. Could I look it up on the internet? Probably. Am I gonna? No.
No.
But yeah, so I watched that. I watched a couple of the Friday the 13th. Take your pick, whichever ones. No, that's not true. It was Jason X again and Jason Takes Manhattan. Because like, you know, in this trying time, I wanted to feel like I could live vicariously through Jason, and if he could go to new places, then someday too maybe I can. So he went to New York, so that was fun.
so who's that fucking dude that committed suicide, that was the chef that traveled the world?
Who's Anthony Bourdain?
Guy? Yeah, so instead of Anthony Bourdain, your guy is Jason Voorhees. He's your travel guru. That's cool.
You know, I want to go to New York. I want to, like, punch somebody's head off and have it land in a dumpster. And, you know, then I want to go to outer space. So, you know, that's good stuff.
He's confined to a lake for his, like, whole film series except for those two.
Yeah, you know, it's very topical, you know, because, like, I'm kind of confined to my house except for, you know, trips to work, which is, like, he took trips to town or whatever. So,
my God in heaven.
Other than that, I've just been playing a lot of Dead by Daylight, and I played a game called Broforce with George, which was hella tight.
That was really fun.
They take like action stars like RoboCop and Chuck Norris and Blade and Sylvester Stallone, and you're just like super broed out versions of them. And
you just run Stallone and RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop.
What kind of game is it? A side scroller or a fighting game?
It's like, a side scroller. You just run through and just blow up everything. It's just explosions and deaths like every half second.
So it's like Contra on steroids with fucking bros.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
That sounds super fantastic.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's super fun.
Rhett, with all this newfound money that you've got going on, I think you should buy. I think you should buy yourself a PC and then join us.
Well, I guess the PC from one of the younger guy I'm sponsoring, he's a Japanese kid, and you know what that means.
He's super smart. He's super and good smart at math.
And kind of good looking in a strange and sort of foreign way.
And
a very non-threatening kind of way.
Video games. Yeah. Also the video
and
games.
The Japanese race mixes with the white race, it just makes like incredible.
When they race mixes,
when they make children, it's just like incredible, just amazing.
You talking about Keanu Reeves?
Like, I'm just talking a little bit about.
Hawaiian in there?
I'm talking about half Japanese, half Caucasian people, because they are
half Japanese, half anything.
God damn you, half Japanese.
I'm saying, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. Do it to you every time.
Sophia has some Japanese, and I agree. Wait a minute. This isn't what this show's
Wait
for.
Wait a minute. No.
This kid plays, he plays a lot of, he's 22. He plays a lot of video games, and he says PC is like fucking a lot of people are, because he has a system, you know, he's a PlayStation guy, but he says he's been on PC more and more since the pandemic started.
Oh, yeah. And the games are by far cheaper. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, if you wait a couple months.
Or infinite.
Infinite? What do you mean, dude?
What did I
say? Way more games. Like, with PS4, you know, like. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a console, you have a limited amount of games, but like with PC, you can play anything.
You can play like solitaire and like.
Yeah. Pinball.
Come on, dude. I would love to fucking see Rhett on Modern Warfare. That would just be.
No.
That would just be a treat and a half.
You know what I want to see Rhett play? I want to see Rhett play Silent Hill 2.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I've played Silent Hill 2. I've played. Silent
Have you?
Hill 2. That was on. Yes, with my buddy Adam years ago. Like that. He beat that game. He did most of it, and I sat there saying that the game was badass.
Okay? Yeah, you need to play it, and just like now with your new brain, think about like because there's like full of existential dread and.
That was a great game. No, dude. Yeah, I'm not like. Dude, I like Dead Space, and it's just been a I'm a I like Metroid, and that's my favorite, and then that shit. But
dude, if you like Metroid, get a goddamn PC, and it will actually suck your dick for you, dude. There's so many good Metroidvanias that you will.
They're the only games George buys.
Your autism will explode.
Yeah, and I've like, I beat Symphony of the Night. I love Symphony of the Night and fucking, I like those games. Those are my favorites.
George will be like, I picked up a game and I'm like, what game? And he's like, oh, it's a blah, blah, it's a Metroidvania. And I'm like, oh, of course.
It usually is, man. I can't lie.
Speaking of which,
I was playing a little Metroidvania the other day called Bloodstained. It's by the guy who made some Castlevania games. I gotta tell you, I did not enjoy this video game. I played it for about 3 hours, about the limit that you can get a Steam refund at. And I kind of just had to stop playing because it was sort of boring and not fun. So it's got incredible reviews on Steam. Not gonna recommend. So yeah, I'm out. I'm out on that game.
Well, shit. You just fucked over their entire...
You just ruined this company. I hope you're pleased with yourself.
And you degraded Steam.
Yeah. Ikaruga is crying in the corner somewhere. So to celebrate the movie that we watched later on, not to spoil anything, but I kind of went on a person that is a little bit disabled spying on people bent this week. I watched Rear Window, the Hitchcock movie, which
is
fucking fantastic, as it's always been.
It's a fucking masterpiece, dude. It really is.
I watched the Simpsons episode that was a spoof on Rear Window called Bart of Darkness, which is fucking brilliant still to this day. And then I watched a little movie called Disturbia, Shia the Beef. Which is not so good, but it's pretty fun.
I remember really liking that movie.
It's pretty fun. Not good. I still recommend it. It's not good, but it's fun.
Especially that's the wrong order to watch those. Like you watch Rear Window first. Did you watch it in that order?
I got all hype, dude.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disturbia, it was okay.
I kept expecting fucking Bumblebee to pop out during Disturbia, and he never showed up. Anywho, Rhett, what about you, homie? What'd you watch?
Well, before they move on to that, real quick, have you heard of this video game Scorn that's coming out on the new Xbox platform?
No, I have not.
This fucking I sent you guys a trailer like via text thread, but
did this motherfucker just scoop us right now?
Who motherfucking scooped us?
You.
I scooped you.
Scorn, keep scooping, motherfucker.
Yeah. We watched the trailer on this shit a while ago, and it's been a literal minute since it came out. So
it was in development hell, but now it's coming out on the new Xbox. What do they call the new Xbox?
Xbox, who knows? But
that should be, that's Charlotte, right?
It'll be on Windows, dude.
Well, the trailer looked, I mean, as far as design, obviously, it's heavily influenced by H.R. Geiger, but
yeah. I'm watching it right now.
It's like Geiger, like, it's like Geiger in hell, essentially.
Yeah, which could, for a game, that's if the gameplay was good, then fuck. You know,
there was a game called Agony that Jacob, one of our Patreon homies, played last year.
Oh, Doug, I told you all about that game. That game was a giant pile of shit.
He said it was awful, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That game did not fare very well. So I'm hoping that Scorn pulls a little bit more weight because the bummer of Agony was not so.
Oh bad. Yeah, I remember this one where you have the weird little hand where you can fucking these monsters are crazy.
And it's a first-person shooter. Like, that looks like a pretty fucking interesting world for a first-person shooter.
Is this going to be No, you said it's going to be on Steam. Okay, tight. Hell yeah.
No, it'll be a Windows.
It's going to be game. Microsoft Windows and Xbox Series X.
Yeah. So yeah, you'll still be able to play it on your Windows PC. It'll just be from the Windows Store to begin with.
That's right.
That sucks.
Which is okay. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Scorn on Steam. There we go. Release date not announced.
Never.
Well, that sucks. But yeah.
But it looks good. I'm super excited to play that game.
Speaking of super excited to play a game, dude, Silent Hill is coming to Dead by Daylight. They're putting Heather Mason from Part 3 and Pyramid Head, who's from Part 2, but it's weird. He's in Part 3, but he belongs in Part 2 because he's a physical manifestation of James's guilt. But he's still in there, and you can still play as him. And it looks fucking awesome. I cannot wait. The player test build is up right now, so guess what I'm going to be doing tomorrow morning. But, by the time this episode goes out, it should be out or coming out very soon. They don't have a release date announced for it, but June 16th. There you go.
We're getting to the point where there's going to be a lot of video games coming out that are fucking AAA titles. There's been a bit of a lull for the past couple months, also because of I don't understand why they don't release a ton of games before summer, but you know, it is what it is. And
I would figure that they would like be competing with the movies, you know, because like summer's the time when they usually release those big blockbusters, so they want a lot of people to flock to the movies.
Well, I think the thing is the games are purchased, people are outside during the summer a lot, you know, they're outside more during the summer,
so not nerds that play video games, dude.
That's fucking true, but then I mean the nerds are going to buy it no matter what time it comes out. What you want to capitalize on the entire market, like the fucking kids that their parents are going to buy the game for them and shit, and they're more likely to buy the game for them in the holidays and shit like that. You feel me? Look, man, if you've ran a game developer marketing place like I have, you would understand.
Oh, but I've played a video game called Game Developer Inc.
Game Developer Tycoon too. I'm gonna play Last of Us 2. I think it says it's coming out on June 19th now, which is about 3 weeks from recording.
That would be a very fun game to stream because I think the story would be kind of fun to watch as like a movie.
Yeah, so. And it gives me something else to play other than Dead by Daylight. So. You know, because like I did Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3 when they came out, but they're, you know, games that have been done. So you're not seeing any story you haven't seen before. It's just improved graphics and gameplay. But with Last of Us 2, that's, you know, a really story rich game that people haven't seen yet.
And I'm really glad that this whole COVID mess didn't further delay the release date on that game, man. I'm stoked that it's coming out in June.
Yeah,
this that's right around the corner.
2 years ago, right?
No, they announced it, I think, a year ago, right?
It's been a while. It's been a long while.
Yeah. It's been a while.
That game's going to be a fucking... I can't wait, man.
Oh, yeah. Rhett, what did you watch?
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you what I watched.
Did you watch Prayer of the Roller Boys? That's what I want to know.
No.
God damn you, Rhett.
Forgot, dude. It's been a hell of a week. I'm telling you. But
I forgot.
He's like, it's been a hell of a week. Here's a list of the 12 movies that I watched.
so I gotta start. We tried to watch Wayne's World and got about 10 minutes into it and realized, like,
they started fucking.
No, I have every fucking part of this movie memorized, and it was like I can't watch this anymore.
It's impossible
like,
to watch, right? Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, it's fucking yeah. How it first it's like, oh, the nostalgia, cool, and it just dissipated almost immediately. I'm like, nah. There's Tia Carrere. She's singing the fucking. She's covering the Hendrix song.
Say,
I gotta go.
Did you say Tia Carrere?
What's her fucking name?
I want to hear you say her name again.
Now her name is Cassandra. And she's also the middle-aged Asian bitch in True Lies.
Have you guys ever seen Showdown in Little Tokyo? Because she's in Showdown in Little Tokyo.
What is how do you say her fucking last
name? Tia Carrere.
Tia Carrere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like the fucking. Isn't that a car?
You don't know Tia shit about
Camaro.
Cars.
You don't know shit about fucking cars. Yeah. No, I really don't. But anyway, so. Wayne's World didn't work out, and then we turned it off. And then, did you guys hear about the Lovebirds?
Do you know about this movie? Netflix only recommended it to me like 400 times, but I haven't. Okay. I haven't watched.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, yet. That's with the
male nun Johnny,
the swole Indian fella.
Yeah, see, we were because this was going to come out in theaters, right? So we saw the trailer like 15 times, and it looked dumb as hell, but like fluff. And the more we saw the trailer, the more we wanted to see it. And then it got delayed. And then it came out on Netflix last week. And so we had built this up for like months. Like it was fucking, like I was more excited for this dumb fluff romantic comedy than I was like the last Star Wars movie, just because it was finally fucking coming out. And yeah, the movie is actually, it's pretty, it's got like two or three funny parts. And it's
like much like you and Sophia, you beat her like it beats you into submission to watch
this is
it,
a
right?
Bad. Oh, this is a bad joke.
And it was.
I fucked it. Damn.
She beat me into submission. Now it's okay.
Yikes. Yeah. Yikes.
I don't know.
I felt that joke failing from the moment you started it. And I tried to reel it back in for you, but it didn't work.
Yeah. I meant you showing her movies, not you physically beating her.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You're like that video of that little kid who's like, "Have you ever seen a dream that you could know and then you could do and then you could and then you didn't stop that you could do it?"
Yeah. I'm gonna get back to the Lovebirds now. I'm gonna segue.
Have you seen? Speaking of the Lovebirds, have you seen Kumail's movie The Big Sick?
No, but I've heard great stuff.
God damn, dude, that thing is a fucking like it hurts to watch.
That's what I heard.
But like in a good way.
It was almost nominated for Best Picture, I think. That
movie is a fucking monster, man. I love it.
But yeah, this movie, since if you have Netflix, it's breezy. There's a couple fun, really funny parts. The leads are appealing because that guy's pretty appealing. He hasn't killed that fucking joke yet to me. Well, I haven't seen the other movie. But it's a disposable fucking movie, but it was fluff.
And also he's buff as fuck, so.
Well, I didn't, yeah, I don't, where have you.
Like a Marvel movie or something, right?
Yeah, he's in a Marvel movie coming up where he's got like to be jacked.
The Eternals.
And he is jacked.
Damn, Jesus Christ. How you been looking at fucking pictures of this guy, dude? What's going on?
Look it up on Instagram, homie. It's ridiculous.
I don't mean like how, like what device, but I mean like what, you just seen a lot of pictures of him all fucking jacked.
Well, because he's always been this sort of like kind of pudgy nerd. And yeah. Like 3 months ago, he posted these fucking pictures of him like completely jacked, and it was kind of incredible.
That makes sense because of the Marvel movie. Chris Pratt. You remember when that shit fucking happened?
Yeah.
When he did fucking Guardians, it was like, holy shit, when that trailer came out.
What Marvel movie are you going to be in, dude?
Me?
Dude, he's going to be the new Incredible Hulk. Look at that fool.
No, but Bruce Banner. Incredible Bulk.
The Incredible D.
There is like a bald Marvel villain called Absorbing Man, whose last name is Creel, but he's like a total retard. So No, but I want to get out of that.
He's a total retard. Oh, okay, that fits.
So that wouldn't work out at all, you know? No, but so we watched Get Out. And honestly, that's her first watch of it. That's only the second time I've watched that movie. Have you guys watched that movie more than once?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd only seen it the one time in the theater, and yeah, it's pretty good, as we all know. But It was better than the first time I saw it in the theater. I'll say that. It's aging well. Have you seen it more than once, Matt, or no?
Unlike ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday, by the way. I'm old white bitch is coming. It's gonna happen.
You are an old white bitch. You've been.
Come on. I watched Blood Machines, but I will not talk about that. That's on Shudder now, though.
Mm-hmm.
People are curious to watch it. It's a three-part. It's 50 minutes or so, but each episode, or about an hour each episode. There's three parts. They're about 20 minutes each. It's got Carpenter Brute doing the music. Yep. And then I watched a movie on Shudder called Threads. Have you heard of this fucking movie?
No.
I think only from you telling me about it.
I heard about it initially. I had read about it online, and then one of the Patreon guys who's on Discord, and I don't know if it's Cumungus or another one. It might be, I forget who it was. But it's a movie from 1984. BBC made it. So you know it's fucking good just because the BBC shit is always good. Mm-hmm. But it's about nuclear holocaust and what happens in a town or in a city over 10 years after nuclear holocaust. And that movie fucking does not pull punches, dude.
That sounds like a Cumungus movie to me.
Dude, you guys, I mean, I kind of don't want to say too much about it in case we ever did decide to do it for an episode, but that should be fucking mandatory viewing. I swear to God, that was that's a great movie. Like, have you seen The Day After?
No.
No.
The Day After is an American film about that imagines post nuclear holocaust, and it makes it look like fucking Disneyland. Like,
oh, dude, it's a dumb, quick little story. When I was a kid, you guys remember going to the fucking to the movie rental store, like a 99-cent video kind of deal? Tour?
Yeah,
and they had the VHS set up on the fucking thing, and you used to take the little tag off of the thing.
Oh yeah, the way they had the little hooks on the wall, and it was the little paper tags. So,
at my 99-cent video, I thought I was renting Wizard, which is the Fred Savage Nintendo sponsored
Super Mario motherfucking 3.
But
hell yeah,
I had actually grabbed the ticket for Will of the Wisps, and it's this animated film about the nuclear holocaust. And it fucked me up, dude, because I was like, oh, I'm ready for fucking Wizard and Super Mario Brothers 3 and the, you know, and then I get this really sad story about these two old people surviving a nuclear holocaust. It was fucked.
That sounds great. Wow, man.
I think you were probably like, you know, 10-ish.
Yeah. And less than that, probably 7 or 8.
That's right. Is it anime or what?
No. It's called The Wind in the Willows. Is that right?
The Wind in the Willows is Mr. Toad.
No, dude. That's not Mr. Toad.
That's not a nuclear holocaust.
No, that's not it. No. I'll find it out and I'll let you guys know.
But we also watched we watched motherfucking Rocky, which was tight, and the first one, the OG, the original, and. I consider myself, as you guys know, a David Lynch fan. I mentioned last episode that I had never watched Eraserhead. So I had given attempts to watch Twin Peaks before, but just fucking couldn't commit to it. And I just dude, this fucking show, we're in the middle of season 2. It is the greatest, most therapeutic fucking shit I can imagine right now. Like, have you ever watched Twin Peaks, George?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. Matt fucking thinks it's awful.
It's terrible,
and it is fucking hilarious and just unbelievably surreal. Like the mixture of I can't believe that they showed this shit. It was on network television. Like, this shit was on CBS, I think, in 1990, and it's just fucking unbelievable that any of the big three networks would put that in primetime.
So the
Matt will agree with that part, but yeah.
The movie that I was talking about was actually called When the Wind Blows. And it's this little animated
way
film.
Off.
The IMDb description is as such: a naive elderly couple survive an initial onslaught of a nuclear war. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And I watched the whole thing because I was like, fuck, I rented this shit. I'm gonna watch it. It's bonkers, what, dude.
What's the name of it one more time?
When the Wind Blows.
When the motherfucking Wind Blows.
Yeah, and it's a 1986 animated comedy drama thing. It's weird.
This looks fucking interesting, dude.
It's weird, dude. Like, as a as an 8-year old watching this, it fucked me up.
That's right.
That's right. All right, cool.
That's it though. We're right in the middle of fucking Twin Peaks, David Lynch land.
Nice.
What about you? What have you watched?
I already talked about it.
Did you?
I did.
I forgot. What did you watch? I forgot.
I watched the disabled people looking. Oh,
that's right. That's right. That's right.
And show.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot too. I fucking forgot too.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I heard what George watched. He always asked what
because it didn't,
it didn't include fucking The Walking Dead and or Survivor. That's why you don't remember.
Are you still watching Fear the Walking Dead?
No, I quit. I couldn't handle it. They got on a boat and then there was like zombies in the water and I couldn't anymore.
He's just telling you he's not watching it. He's still watching.
We did finish a season of Survivor, and we started another one.
Yeah, I think you're lying. That's like when NASA said, "Oh yeah, we don't have any moon trips planned anymore." Like, oh okay, you're just gonna stop going. Okay, cool.
No, Ronnie and I started watching Money Heist, so we've got no more room for The Walking Dead.
Right, the one with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Yes,
right?
Tower Heist.
Okay. Oof.
That one is Tower Heist.
No. It's Money Train is the Woody Harrelson one.
We should do Money Train for Patreon.
Tower Heist is a whole other abortion of a movie.
What was that one that came out with Dwayne Johnson like 2 summers ago?
That one's Los Angeles, right? Or
No. One where he was like a skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
That shit looked I started laughing out loud in the trailer where he's like his leg comes off because he's got like a removable leg, his character. And like someone's holding on to his fucking his prosthetic leg. Do you remember that in the trailer or no?
No.
It was not supposed to be funny and it was fucking hilarious. But anyway, because it was like, look, it's Dwayne Johnson with a prosthetic leg on outside a skyscraper.
You get it? Disabled people can be funny too, right? Is that the...
I think that was the whole point, was he's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be funny.
So you're just making fun of disabled people now, George.
What was funny is that they're like,
I mean, we're all disabled here at this table.
You can have a prosthetic leg and then just be like a superhero hanging off a skyscraper. It's like, well, yeah, but why would that have anything to do with him having a prosthetic leg?
Anywho, any news we should get to before we move on to the movie, dudes?
Dude, 3.5-hour Ghostbusters. That's the news. That's the fucking bombshell, is Paul Feig announced that there is a 3.5-hour director's cut of the new Ghostbusters movie. Well, not new, but you know, that last Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
And he would be happy to share it.
I can't lie. I gotta admit, I'm a little excited to watch it.
I mean, it can't make it any worse, right?
Like, no, it could. That's the thing that I'm excited about. It could be worse.
Of course, like, it could make it worse, dude. It's more of it.
What if it's just got? But what if it just got 2 hours of content that somehow just make the movie make perfect sense? And it's like, you know what? These characters are actually really well fleshed out, and they're actually so nuanced. It's really subtle what he did here, but they had to cut so much of it because of the studio. Like, what
if it becomes like, in time, it overshadows the original and becomes the definitive Ghostbusters film?
Yeah,
it ends up being fucking the Blade Runner cut, and we're like, dude, these guys, they knew what they were doing.
These guys fuck. Hell yeah.
I don't think that's gonna be the case, but I doubt it.
But
three and a half hours of Melissa McCarthy sounds a little rough.
That sounds like a Patreon special right there.
Melissa McCarthy just farting on screen for 3.5 hours. Good God.
I'm sure some are queefs.
Because women empowerment, am I right?
Yeah. Hey, Chris Farley versus Melissa McCarthy. Okay, never mind.
Wait.
Currently?
Never mind.
Are they sumo wrestling, or are they, who's got the worst fart?
They're farting. It's a farting.
Oh,
it's a farting
I thought they no. I thought they were fucking no. for a second.
No, I don't know. Ew. God, I just pictured that.
Yeah, well, Chris, you know what though?
It's Chris Farley and Melissa McCarthy, except for Chris Farley is a Muppet.
And throw in John Belushi too, if you're gonna fucking have him fucking. I mean, just all three of them bouncing.
I mean, obviously.
Oh my god! You know, I honestly think that the Melissa McCarthy puppet would be even funnier because we already saw a movie with Melissa McCarthy and puppets, and that was not funny.
Oh, you're right. That was not at all funny.
Yeah, I never watched that one. I didn't watch that one.
It's not good, man. It's yeah. We were not pleased with that film at all. All right. Well, the Who Goes There podcast, we're going to take a quick break and then come back to talk about a film. I don't remember which one, but we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back, idiot. Hey, Matt.
Start it.
Guess what, it?
Fucking back.
We're back, homie.
Back, homie.
And what can you tell me about homies, homie?
Homie? Homies got love, homie. Homies got love for other homies. And you know who is our homies?
I hate this bit already.
That worked out pretty
homies
good.
Who goes patreon.com/whogoestheirepodcast. That's who. They're tight as fuck, and they help us continue doing this awesome show. And, you know, we can't say thank you enough, but we try by giving you exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merchandise, and other cool special stuff. So go to patreon.com/whogoestheirepodcast and help us continue doing this. And hey, we're cheaper than therapy.
And even and if you're a Patreon and you're on the Discord, you can even listen to the show live while we record it.
Yeah, that's a new thing. Fuck,
that is a
yeah.
new thing that scares
You don't
me
want to fucking bit. Encourage these fucks to do that. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah Rhett at the yeah, beginning at the beginning of the show, Rhett was like, oh my god, they can listen in. I'm so nervous. I'm like, why?
That's a little bit of reverse psychology there, George. You see? Oh. Yeah.
No, but I'm right. pulling double reverse psychology by saying I don't want them to
It's like a you double negative, so he yeah. does
like when you're
not.
Playing Uno, and you get the reverse card, and then they put down a reverse card.
Yeah,
right?
And then I drop a double draw four on your ass.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Double draw four. That means times two.
So, the Who Goes There podcast watched 2019, 2020s, depending on what you're watching it at. The Wretched, directed by Brett Pierce and Drew Pierce, brothers, presumably. Starring John Paul Howard as Ben, Piper Curda as Mallory, Jameson Jones as Liam, Atsi Tafai as Sarah, Zara Mahler as Abby, Kevin Bigley as Ty, Gabriela Quesada Bloomgarden as JJ, Richard Ellis as Lady Gaga. And you know, a bunch of fucking kid actors. Who cares about kid actors? Pieces of shit. Matt Smith.
Yes.
What'd you think of The Wretched, homie?
It's there. It's a movie that came out. It's not that I don't like the movie. I didn't love it. I didn't think there was anything really special about it. I like the whole appeal of watching it at the drive-in. I think that's really cool, and that probably added a lot to the movie itself, but I thought it was just kind of a copy-paste of like a bunch of other similar movies.
Okay. Riggedy Rhett, what'd you think of The Wretched, dude?
It's middling. Yeah, like you said, I pretty much agree with Matt. I'm not, I don't hate it. It's, I'm not super impressed with it, but it does have some really good creature effects, I'll say. And I appreciated that they looked like real physical stuff, you know, even if there was some CGI there. I thought those were pretty, pretty good. Like when it was doing the stuff with it, like tearing out of animals and shit like that, I was like, oh, cool, we got something here. And then it doesn't really do much of that. I thought the lead actor was pretty good. Like the kid was pretty good. I like that they went for this kind of Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Spielberg. Because I wanted to say Spielbergo, right? this like he's Italian instead of Jewish, but it had some kind of Spielberg feel in there here and there, but yeah, it's overall kind of middling, you know. There's things I liked about it here and there, but nothing particularly that was really memorable, you know, honestly. Yeah. I didn't absolutely hate all the people in it, which is helpful. So, but yeah, nothing really that really stands out though, honestly, about it either, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm actually going to skew a little bit more positive than you guys. I think I kind of liked it, but there are some definite issues I have going from about midway point forward.
The guns they use, because they would never use those kind of guns.
Right. You wouldn't want to use those firearms in close combat because that would be ridiculous. And you know, you'd want to use some sort of close combat firearm. It's ridiculous. Also, I mean, the idea that you would drive a dinghy in the open lake is also absurd. But, you know, what are you going to do? No. and there we go. There are just some things that happen to the lore, so to speak, that I wish they would have taken a second look at before they push this movie out, because I think the idea of these forest witches is really cool and kind of a really neat idea, even though it has been done before. In this instance, they had a cool and novel kernel of an idea, and they just it just didn't get there. I wish they had done a little bit more with the otherworldliness of the witches. Or, well, I'll get to that.
Yeah, or at least went a little more in depth in them, because really the only thing you ever find out about these witches is like little brief flashes where somebody, you know, and for I'm going to go ahead and say it. Google is one of the worst things that has happened to storytelling in film ever. Because before this movie, you would have to have had somebody that could do the expo dump where it was this kind of thing had been happening in the town before. Or, you know, there's like a wise old, you know, sage in the woods or something, like something to have the expo dump. But now people are just like, Google this symbol. Oh, okay, here's some stuff. And then they just flash web pages and just literally highlight the three words they want you to read.
Yeah.
It feels definitely like it's considerably less cinematic that way too. Yeah. That's definitely fucking true. Because you're watching them watch a computer screen. Yeah.
They're literally telling us and not showing us. They're like, I mean, even read this sentence and then you've got all the history for these witches.
Even they didn't even give you any history. They're like, oh, they were made from root, rock, and tree. And that was really like all they gave you. But even in a movie that's not good, like The Bye Bye Man, they had the part where the kid is like at least at the library, and then you had the librarian who had like experience with this kind of thing having happened before. So that was like a little thing for me, just like, you know,
that was such a fucking awful movie, dude. Wow. The
Bye Bye Man. Oh yeah.
Don't man, think you don't say it. That's right.
Man.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
If we're comparing this to the Bye Bye Man, this is, I mean,
that's not what I'm doing. I was just talking about, you know, in terms of expo dumps, how like at least in that bad
you
movie,
mean
they
info
had
dumps.
Yeah.
Exposition, dumps. Same thing.
Oh, you exposition get, dump. Yeah. Ah, gotcha. I was expo, like fucking like, got it.
Yeah, no, exposition dumps. Because like the fact that they were a witch almost was never even really talked about at all. And they only had that little flashing.
Yeah, like, I'm with you, man. Either don't give me anything about the witches, or give me a little bit more to sort of, for lack of a better word, to chew on.
Yeah. Well, because if this movie isn't about the witches, and that means it's about the kid and his life. And to be honest, the kid to me just wasn't interesting enough to keep my interest through this movie. Yeah. Like, well, you're battling this witch, but you're not really battling the witch. It's more of like you just doing shit on your own, and I don't like you enough.
Yeah, they do rely on this kid and his sort of unspoken backstory a little bit too much. I think that, you know, he's a kid who's got some substance abuse issues, but he's still kind of just perfectly normal, which is
And he seemed like a very confident kind of well-rounded kid, with the exception of liking Vicodin and being willing to break into his neighbor's house to get it.
Well, that kind of that can like happen Vicodin, though, right? Right. That's a pretty common thing, you know. I mean, who doesn't like Vicodin? And you guys are shit. Jorge's over there drinking a beer right now.
You know, so what? I'll probably take a Vicodin when I'm done with this.
Jesus Christ!
There you go. You guys are maybe old, a so Valium.
You guys are fucking junkies, is what you're telling me. You guys are fucking
all hopped up on goofballs.
No, that's me actually. But what? There was something I wanted. Oh, you mentioned that there's other movies that have done this, George. You know?
Like a foresty witch kind of deal is what.
Yeah, I'm like 3 months ago with Gretel and Hansel.
Yeah, there was that,
which was much fucking better in every conceivable way to me. I mean, it's just. I know it's different. It's totally different. I get it. I know, but
I kind of look at this, dude. If I'm being honest, I kind of look at this as sort of like a teen throwaway in the vein of like Gremlins, where
that was the tone.
It was never really a threat the entire time, and all you got to do is, you know, burn the witch, so to speak. And so to that end. I'm not really bugged by the tone of it. Like, I am okay with its.
Oh, the tone was fine. That's what
the tone was fine.
Yeah, the tone's fine. There's a lot of inconsequential. When it's over, it's like, okay. It doesn't have an imprint, you know?
I guess what we should do is probably head into spoiler territory, because we can't really dance around the issues anymore until we get to a spoiler talk, dude.
I do want to address one thing, though. The old white bitch, right? Like, we have had the
Which
most...
one? Was there an old one?
Was there
well,
an
yeah,
old
the
one?
Old fucking... It's the fucking bitch. It's the old... Well, she is old. She just keeps using fucking... Look at George's face.
The
she
old tree bitch. Okay.
The old tree bitch, right? Like, the one.
Oh,
like,
she's old, an old tree bitch, not old white bitch.
Yeah. Old tree bitches and made from rocks and soil and white bitches have gotten the worst representation in the last couple of years.
Because, yeah, and also, I mean, she's raceless, to be honest.
Well, she's probably white. Get serious.
Because she's all in touch with nature.
Because she's in the woods.
Only white bitches would be in the woods naked. I didn't see
a single fucking crystal there either. So,
ooh, don't start, dude. Don't start.
There was no moon ceremony.
This old forest bitch is going to the fucking playground and being like,
Hey, I'm not slamming witchcraft. I'm slamming white bitches who eat babies.
You're actually slamming a Japanese bitch.
Okay, so.
Got him. So
I want to say, though, because I'm thinking about it.
Half Japanese.
Do you guys remember the Golden Girls?
Of course.
Every single white bitch on that show was delightful. That was a fantastic show. So when are we going to get back to white bitches being represented in a positive light?
You know what's crazy about the Golden Girls? Did y'all know that a year ago, Marissa Tomei was the same age as Blanche Devereaux was when that show first started?
No.
Marissa Tomei, like over 50, though?
I've talked about Marissa Tomei on here before when I first started with you guys.
She's unbelievable, man.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into spoiler territory, boys, because I think we have to.
Okay, do it.
Okay. I'm gonna say it. I like the twist. I like it.
See, all right, you fucking got pissed at ICU, and you like the twist in this.
Like it because I honestly did not expect it.
See, this is one of those instances where I wish I would have had a chance to watch the movie again, like, you know, knowing what you know at the end. Because I felt like that twist kind of just came out of nowhere. And then it was like, okay, well, I guess all of that could have happened. I wasn't really paying attention because everything matched up with what was happening in the environment already.
Yeah.
So then it kind of just like, they kind of glossed over it, just how they glossed over everything. It was just like, all of a sudden, oh, she's making you forget people. It's like, oh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I forgot you had a little brother too. So But they never really even address the little brother. You see him doing that cool Jedi shit out in the front yard.
That's not his little brother. That's the neighbor kid. That's why I liked it.
He had a little brother.
He did, but you didn't know about it until the twist.
See, don't you think that's kind of lazy? Like they didn't tell you about it. So that's not a twist.
How are they making you forget people, or like why are you forgetting? I know I said that the creature feeds on the forgotten, which I didn't really understand because the mom wasn't forgotten, but she like did she not feed on the mom, but she just like took over the mom's body?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at, dude. I think that one, like, I like the twist. But I think about halfway, the lore of the witch is just like, well, I'm going to invade this body and I'm going to fucking, there's a worm in this deer. And it seems like
she can invade multiple bodies
or there's multiple witches? I think that's the thing. I think there's multiple witches, dude.
That scene at the very beginning, that's the husband and wife, the neighbors, right?
No, that's 35 years in the past, dude. Did you not see the fucking big ass thing that was like, this is 35 years in the past, dude?
Oh.
Yep. Okay, before getting to that, hold on. See, I was fine. What I got from it was that the witch can cause all sorts of kind of, she might not be inhabiting multiple people, but people who get exposed to her in any degree get some kind of distortion cognitively. Right. Like, so some of them, they might forget a little bit. They might forget the whole fucking thing, but it depends on how exposed to her they've been. You know what I mean? So she causes all sorts of disruption just from being around. That I was okay with that because I picked up on that after a while, because there was a part where she was like, he was calling that chick that he's hanging out with, and he's talking about her sister, and she's like, who's blah, blah, blah? So I was like, oh, she forgot she had a sister.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, who's Lily or something.
Yeah. Right. And then you see her later and she seems lucid and fine. And I'm like, I thought she was all fucked up. But it's like, oh, she's not completely fucked up. It's just, it's some exposure
That's the thing. Those are part of the things that to me, I think get kind of fucky, because then you if you look, you know, to the end, and it's obvious that she's got something to do with the witch. Either she's been a witch the entire time.
Right, the last shot. Yeah,
or she's a witch now.
Or she somehow got infected along the way by the witch. That's the thing that bugs me the most, is that there's no rhyme or reason. Like, the witch is either a worm inside of a fucking deer, or it's some psychic phenomenon that just can pass from woman to woman, which is kind of also kind of ridiculous.
Well, that was fine because that
is it. That's only a thematic thing to me.
Yeah, well, that's a thematic thing, because if you notice, the team up that happens late in the film is the son and his father. It's the son and the father. So the son has this latent fear of the new girlfriend. Ghost. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's exactly right. Like, it's usually that's not the way it goes in these movies, but it's not like, oh, men versus chicks. It's about man's fear, his natural fear of sex, of feminine sexuality and all that. There's that thematic thing there, you know, the fact that she's the new girlfriend and all that. Yeah.
And they're also, it's also a very obvious thing they're doing where, you know, the witch inhabits this sort of like tattooed goth girl. And as you know, as the witch is taking over, she turns more ethereal and more, so to speak, beautiful, which is kind of ridiculous to me because like beauty standards and whatnot. But yeah, man.
Those dresses she was wearing, all of those dresses were fire. All of them.
It worked on you, dude.
I was like, damn, that's a really nice dress. Like, she looks really nice in that dress.
You wouldn't have hot dog time with her, is what you're saying, George?
No, I would.
I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, no. Hot dog time is 100%.
And then that Piper Curta.
She's got a what's her face from The Witch?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, she's got a thing kind of like Anya where she's not like traditionally incredibly good looking, but she's like really good looking.
Yeah.
She's very she looks very distinctive. Like, you know, she doesn't look like anyone else. Like, it looks like her. Yeah, for sure. much like if your eyes were spread out too far apart, if you were Down syndrome, like it looks very distinctive. You know what I mean? So that's almost what she's got going on, but it's just enough to be attractive. You know, you
wouldn't, oh my God,
feel like coming on her foot. Like, oh, wait, never mind.
Oh my God.
I mean, can't cut with Craig.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I would.
I'm trying to breathe. Wow. I'm trying to breathe.
Oh wait, let me go back to when it starts out. 35 years.
I'd come on your forehead, dumbass.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not. I'm flattered. And it'd probably be good for my skin.
Yeah, you gotta rub it in though.
Right. Yeah. Well, fucking yeah. Actually,
when you get your tattoo, we have to come on it so that you get ultimate like healing factor.
Ultimate power.
Yeah.
Ultimate power.
Transcending of brodom.
Yeah, we have to. We get absorbed into your being. Oh, so then fuck, you become one with us.
You become part of the show then.
You remember that fucking The Kids in the Hall movie? Brain Candy?
Fuck yes, dude.
Yeah.
I say they were only a couple of flipper babies all the time. All the time.
They make that medicine out of monkey gum. That was a good movie. I need to watch that. That would be good to revisit. The movie, though, this one, the wretched how it starts like 35 years earlier, right? I know it's your...
That shit is... unfortunately, that whole scene is basically inconsequential.
It's completely pointless. Why did we start at 35 years earlier?
That dad definitely looked like the hipster guy, the hipster neighbor, though. And that's... I wanted to go back and look at that, and I didn't have time. Maybe I'll do that right now. I can do that right now.
Yeah, I mean, I
was wondering if there was more to that, or they were just trying to give you a slam bang horror intro, you know? But
it was either I think it was either that, or they were going to go into the lore of the fucking dirt witches like halfway through the movie and really like let you in, which right. I think would have been a better idea.
Yeah, I really want to know more about the witches. I was all about this whole spritey thing, you know, like. They're made from things in the forest, and for some reason they're like skin changers, and you know they can move not only from human but to animals, and that shit's hella interesting, but they don't explore it at all.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's the biggest. That is the biggest negative to me is that I think that the things that were strong in this movie, the witch lore, is not explored enough.
Did you think the creature stuff was strong? That's what I thought that was really strong.
That first shot of the witch on the porch when you can see like the curled horns and the bright eyes, I thought was one of the most like perfect still images in a movie in quite some time. You have
the porch lights came on.
Yeah, like right before that, where you can see like that, you know, she's just kind of hovering in the background. That's a brilliant little piece of filmmaking, but ultimately it's for what? Because she's hiding under the porch the whole time, and I'm like, ugh, she's not that fucking ethereal, is she?
Right. It's just a nice looking shot. It doesn't really make sense in context. It doesn't really hold together.
But I mean, like every time they showed it, like when they showed, the witch in the basement eating the kid at the very beginning, it looked super cool. When the mom was standing in front of the window all naked and her body was all contorted, that was cool as shit. When they got hit in the face with the shovel later and their throat started like moving all around. So the effects in this were really cool. What's with the crossing out the eyes? Because like I'm confused as to how people get forgotten. Because like let's look at the chick that he's in. What was her name? It was like Mel or something. The main girl.
Yeah,
that's like that's an old black magic trope though. Crossing out people's eyes on photographs and whatnot. Hex-wise.
Right. But you know, so like the whole lore is that this thing feasts upon the forgotten. So. You have like the photo of his girlfriend. It had two people and then her little sister. So the eyes are crossed out of both of them. So does getting a photo and crossing out the eyes make that person forget the other person in the photo? Like they don't see them? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a technical process or more just a visual motif, like a way of getting us to communicate to us what's going on. Yep, you know what I mean?
I think I think that's more what they're trying to do, where the people that are crossed out are the ones that are forgetting.
Well, because I'm looking right now at the first the one in the basement at the very beginning, and the husband's eyes are crossed out, but the mom and the kid aren't. So the husband is the one who closes the door at the top and locks her into the basement, but I think the mom is feeding on the child. So
yes,
that's right.
Okay, so, and in order to make people forget, it's when you, oh, it must be when they whisper in their ear.
Well, and that's the thing, that's the other thing.
Not always, because that,
Because remember the gothy chick went and whispered in her husband's ear, and then the blood came out, and then like the next day, he's like, what kid? I don't have a kid. What are you talking about?
No, it was before that.
Was
that
it? Whole,
that motherfucker was baking bread and cooking burgers the day before that without a care in the world that he had no children. Sans baby and sans fucking 5-year-old.
Sans.
So yeah, dude, that's what I mean. Like the lore of the witch is fucked because it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes she's whispering. Sometimes people kill themselves because they don't understand what they're doing. Sometimes you can get stabbed in the back and then drive 50 miles an hour at your children, and it's kind of okay because we know what you're doing, and then you can just slam into the witch like that. Like, there's just some weird shit that happens and that has no explanation. I don't know.
Well, like when you started out, like it sounds like you're a little kinder to the film than me or Matt. Like you liked more.
Yeah, I think so.
But what you said,
don't get me wrong. It's not that I did not like this film. I didn't love it.
But no, I didn't love it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, where I'm going is what you're saying about the lore, though. Like, I agree 100% because they had an opportunity here where they kind of got halfway to really – they didn't establish the rules. You know what I mean? With a movie like this, if you really make your rules clear and establish them and then, like, you're consistent with them, then you're making, like, a whole universe. You know, because it has this cliffhanger ending kind of – not a cliffhanger ending, but it at least leaves it itself open. And I'd be a lot more excited about that prospect if the lore was clearer, if the rules were clearer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I knew exactly what we were dealing. I mean, it's fine to know exactly in the first film.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need the rules like on a slate, you know, right. Charlton Heston style, like saying like the witch has to infect you via butt worm, and then you have to whisper in somebody's ear, and then the blood comes out, and then you kill yourself. Like I don't need that, but
that's pretty good. You should write a script, dude.
You know, that was the plot for Slither. So there you go.
That's right.
Did you get the feeling that the timeline was a little fucky?
No.
Because, well, I mean,
excluding the beginning, like, what do you mean?
Well, yeah, because, like, at the very beginning, when the kid's on the bus and that old lady's like, oh, you're quite the artist, and he's just got fucking Ben written with like a little cross. But then you find out later that his brother was with him on the bus, but we don't see the brother. So,
what?
I guess. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
I'm glad I can see George's face on this remote recording right now.
No, okay. So at the very beginning when he's on the bus and the old lady makes the comment, there's nobody next to him on the bus.
The old white bitch.
Yeah. There's nobody next to him on the bus.
No, his brother is.
But you don't see the brother at the beginning, do you?
Correct.
So.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What are you getting at?
So like when did his brother disappear, and like how long has this been going on, and is this a new thing that's coming to the town? Because from the moment we're introduced to this guy, his brother's not there. But Matthew, like late
did you not watch the movie?
I did watch the movie.
I think you're saying that the passage of time isn't particularly clear in this movie. How much time transpires between things? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like when they finally do the reveal that the witch is making people forget things, then like they go back and they show all the instances where like the little brother is there. Like we've never seen the brother. So are we like seeing things through this main kid's eyes now?
You're saying what perspective are we seeing this from? What's the reason we haven't seen
Why have we never been introduced to this brother? But
Well, yeah. I don't know if I'm following exactly what you're saying, but I, you know, to readdress.
I don't know that, if I'm following exactly. Yeah. I know what I'm trying to say, but
you have lost me.
You know what happened? The witch has gotten to you.
The weed has gotten to me.
We're talking about her. And
you got witch, bitch.
Yeah. That whole fucking thing. I thought it was clever, like George. Like when they.
Yeah.
He has a brother we don't know about. But again, at the same time, I was like, you can't just not fucking show him. You got to make me forget that there was one. You got to you have to at least show him.
I think also one of the bigger downfalls is that the brother is basically the same age as the neighbor's kid.
Yes.
So you fucked that up because you're like, well, no, that was the neighbor's kid. No, wait. Back that up. That
would have been his brother. And then it's like, wait. He did have a brother. Like, where did his brother go? Why haven't I seen his brother?
Yeah.
Then,
if there was more confusion in terms of is it the neighbor's kid or is it the brother?
I think that's a good idea.
That would have been more effective. But because it's like it's very clear the brother was on the bus, the brother was playing Connect Four, and then the brother was on a boat, you know, so to speak. Right. I think it's just like, oh, so then you're not trying to fuck with me. It's very clear the brother was in a bunch of scenes, but he's just been erased.
Yeah. Which is a little, it's
he's
too
forgotten, dude.
It's too convenient. I mean, it's just too, you know, I don't know.
You know what, dude? Hey, Rhett, do one of these. It's a little fucking cute.
It's a little fucking cute. It's a little too fucking cute.
It's a little too fucking cute is what I would say at this moment.
That's right. Well, I don't want to take your shit, you know? You can take it.
You can rub
it. I know you want me to take your shit, so you can be like that he's taking my shit. He's using my shit.
That's not the D.
That's not what we do.
Oh, okay, know? Yeah. We haven't had a D joke in a long time. What's going on?
Sure. It's not that, it's just not this
he's
evening.
You can't do it on Discord. No. It cuts out.
It popped out.
He even clipped his own microphone, dude. That was that bad. Fucking Sophia downstairs was just put into fucking heart attack mode.
One of these days, I would love to just hear fucking Sophia in the background respond.
I want Sophia to sit on whatever the fuck that is back there while we record an episode, just so she can see, like, I can see what a normie looks like in terms of this guy's life.
Oh, that's what I would. She's, number one, she's not as normal as you think, because otherwise she wouldn't be with me. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. what the hell is he doing?
She's clapping like a circus monkey.
Clapping along like a seal to your bullshit.
Hey, come on. That's what you did. That's what you did to me in high school. You used to do the same thing.
Yeah, now the turntables, haven't they?
Not really.
A little bit.
But now things, there are no tables. It's totally different. It's a new world. It's COVID-19. I'm fucking way funnier than I used to be. Are you crazy?
No, opposite. Opposite.
You missed a whole 20 years of misery.
Yeah, I
right.
The
so
non,
so I'm I'm
I
go, yeah.
The non-sober days of Red. Thank you very much.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, you know,
that was not funny. That was idiocy. You fuck. Look,
that's what I'm saying. So you saw me funny in high school, and then you're comparing me in high school to now, dude. That's not fair. You missed the 20 years of misery.
I got some of that misery, dude. Don't worry.
You got like such a small dose of the 20 years, like so small. You got like the barely, not even part of the tip of my D, dude.
I got the greatest hits, dude. I got my glasses.
That's not shit.
It is.
Dude,
that was shit.
Dude, that was funny. This shit was not funny. Like it's you not got.
Fu- it's not funny. It's funny now.
That's right.
Living well, I was like, this guy's gonna die tonight.
That's right. That's why it's hella tight. That's why it's good.
Oh, it's so tight. The tight.
Well, it's all's well that ends well, you know? Mm-hmm. So
and now you're moving in.
So
with,
did this movie hilarious. End well?
Huh?
No.
I don't think it ended well.
I hate this ending. Because it's like,
what do you hate that Mallory is like the witch now?
Because it's like, how do the rules work? Was she a witch the whole time? Did she get infected at the tree? Is there a butt worm in her right now? I don't like, what the fuck?
Well, and then you have the very like everything else in this movie, the tying together bit is
a butt worm, dude. Look at you right there.
Yeah. Wait, who? Me?
I think this motherfucker is drunk.
You're right here.
Yeah.
This guy's a
butt worm. Rhett's over there.
Rhett's over here. He's a butt worm.
Yeah. God damn it, you made me lose my train. Oh, okay, yeah. So like with everything else in this movie, they throw away the little bit that ties it together where there's like a therapist or a cop or some, oh, a therapist, yeah, talking to Mallory about her sister. And she's like, one of the things she said last week at her session was, you got to burn the tree. Like, does that make any sense to you? She's like, oh, no, nothing. So that's like the little throwaway was like, oh, hey, did you guys know you got to burn the witch? And they didn't burn the witch. So guess what? They're still a witch. You didn't burn the tree.
No, but see that to me, I don't think that if I experienced this thing, and that's always the thing that I think about after this movie, like what happens, dude? The police get involved. This guy gets stabbed in the back and nobody questions that. Like what?
Yeah, no, he just went to the hospital and got it stitched up.
He's super cool, dude. He got stabbed one in the back stitch. And thrown downstairs. He's super chill.
And then he drove a truck at his children.
And then crashed into a fucking tree, dude! What the fuck?
This dude does not give a fuck.
That's just like, that's what I'm upset about, man.
I want to say something about, you guys watched this on computer or you did VOD, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually
watched it on my TV and fell asleep and then watched it on my laptop.
Gotcha. Yeah. I saw it in a drive-in and I got to say, cause it'd been a while since we were able to. It's been a while. Yeah. The drive-in itself down here too was closed for like 2 months, but it was nice to sit and watch a fucking movie. It was nice. It was very nice to watch a movie at a drive-in outside. It was fucking awesome. So if you have the opportunity and you're missing the movies, like
you went to a drive-in. So did you actually watch the movie though?
Yeah.
You went to a drive-in and you watched at the drive-in? Movie?
Yes, fuck. Yes, I did.
Still squacks at the drive-in?
That's weird.
No. Like, when's the last time went to a drive-in?
That's the last time I went to a drive-in. I think I fucked. That's the thing.
I know, but how long ago was that?
I always watch the movie at the drive-in.
How long ago was that? Like when you're in your mid to late 30s, you might watch the movie at a drive-in. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to fuck in a car these days? I mean, really? Like, why?
I'd fuck in the bed of a truck, which is what I would go to a drive-in in.
Yeah, but then you got to do that like weird like spoon all soft, like to not rock the truck and like not get people like, you know, to notice you. Unless you want them to, but then they might call the cops or kick you out. So like,
exactly all of that.
I don't want to be sneaky, like, you know. I want to fucking.
I just want to encourage the folks.
I want to be animalistic.
Matt's like, I want to choke Alia on the hood of my truck.
Yeah, hell yeah, on the hood of the car.
That's all totally different shit than the simple pleasure of going to the drive-in if you can and watching a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, you take a couple tall boys, you take a couple J's, you hotbox the car, and you just sip on beers. Hey,
you drink a lager drink, you drink a cider drink.
Yeah.
You drink a song, you sing a song that reminds you of the good times.
You sing a song that reminds you of the bad times.
The better times.
Oh, Johnny Boy.
Oh, you clipped. Even on Johnny Boy, you clipped. Yeah, so I mean they threw it away and Mallory is the witch, or she was the witch, or she's always been the witch.
That's the thing. I think that there are multiple witches.
Yeah, there's gotta be, right? Because like
I think the influence of the witch is spread out across people. Like I said, like I don't think they're all like they all get influenced by her in different ways. That's what I think.
Here's the thing: I think that every witch or every tree equals a witch.
What
in my head?
Okay, because like there was the goth girl with the tattoos who was definitely witchy. There was the
playground witch. who was like 2 seconds away from the playground. Well, so like if you follow like geography in this movie, like if you go from the playground where Lily was playing and literally like a minute away from that is a tree. And then you go to the neighbor's house and 2 minutes away from that house is a tree. And then there's a couple other places where I think there's like the witch trees. I think there's multiple witches.
I mean, I believe that because what would happen? Because what would happen? Think about
it's funny. It's like you're like, I believe that. I believe.
Well, because it was in the goth girl, and then it went into the dad's new girlfriend. So like, what happened to the body of the goth girl? Like, did she claw her way out? I know you see it like the skin kind of sloughing off. Wait, so no, maybe there is only one witch. Because you see the skin like sloughing off of her body like later.
Wait, are
like,
you saying sloughing?
So what is it?
Like a sloth?
He's sloughing.
No, like you know, fucking
it's sloughing. S-L-O-U-G-H. Sluff.
Yeah, it's like sluff?
Yeah, it's sloughing off. It's not sloughing.
It's sloughing.
Like a sloth.
It's yeah, sloth-y. I know it's not sloth. Like, I know how it's spelled. I just didn't know how to say it.
Yeah, you know.
It's not sloughing off?
You know.
I'm going to have to look that up later.
As mentioned on a previous episode, too, or somewhere, like, this movie has been, like, because of what's going on nationwide with theaters, this has been the number one box office draw for weeks.
Yeah.
Across, at drive-ins. But I think that's fucking awesome because this is an IFC Midnight movie. So the only reason it's getting that kind of attention is because the other big releases that would usually be out haven't been put out. You know?
There's nothing. Arkansas. Well, did you get
Arkansas? I would say this, dude. This is better than the average shitty teenage horror movie that comes out throughout the year in a normal year.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So yeah. I don't think that it's fair to say like, oh, because nobody's watching anything else, you know, that's why this
movie. No. I'm saying, no, that's not what I'm saying. You're
why don't you say what you're saying then?
I was, but you keep fucking talking over me. So here's what it is. And I said it pretty clearly. It's a film from IFC Midnight that wouldn't have gotten this kind of attention because all this other shit would be out. James Bond would be out. All the summer movies would be out. All this other shit would be fucking complete. It's an indie film, dude. It would have barely gotten any. It wouldn't have got like a huge mass distribution as an IFC Midnight feature.
Yeah, it got the theatrical release at the same time it got a VOD release. So exactly. Like, it probably only got the theatrical release because of the current environment. But I'm really glad that it did because, you know, it's really nice to see a horror movie that's not like a big franchise, you know, like a Blumhouse movie on top of the box office charts. And it's good to see a horror movie on top of
the IFC brand isn't a slouch.
No, IFC Midnight is not a fucking dude. That's what I don't. It's context, man. It's May. This is the beginning of the summer movie season. This movie would not be the number one movie at the box office right now, dude.
Well, I mean, yes, it wouldn't.
Right. It's killing it at the box office because the only thing that's open is drive-in, no other movies are being in wide release, which is good.
I guess what I'm saying is that like the box office would be irrelevant in this case.
No, because but it's not in this case because it happens to be the biggest box office success because of the current environment, which is a good thing. It's nice that this movie is getting a lot more attention than it otherwise would have. It's nice that an indie horror film is getting all the attention and owning the early part of summer as far as the theater going goes, like in the country.
Okay.
That's an interesting rub of this situation.
What I'm saying is that I don't think that it is solely based on the fact that it's the only thing that people
watch. I had never said it was solely based on it.
What I'm saying is that I think that it can stand on its own despite the fact that it's the
only thing. I said nothing about it. Movies that don't make any money can stand on their own. I don't, but what I'm saying is it's number one in the fucking country because this other big shit is not in the fucking theaters right now.
Yeah, the other movies that are there, like they're showing The Hunt still, they're showing Invisible Man still, but guess what? Those have been out for 2 months.
Like, I just went to the fucking drive-in. Go to the drive-in. Like, that's there's nothing playing. Yeah. So that's why Trolls this is cool. World Tour. Of course it could stand. Movies that fucking never get theatrical release can stand on their own as movies, but they wouldn't
look
be
at
making
the Fanatic.
The hoof. Whew. That was released in two theaters in LA, and I was there that weekend, and I didn't fucking see it, dude.
I just found out that there's a wrestler named Serial Man in The Fanatic.
Hmm. Oh, one of your homegirls died this week, right?
She's not my homegirl, but yeah.
A Japonese wrestler, right?
Yeah, she commits suicide because of...
it's called seppuku, sorry?
Oh, it was... I don't know if she commits seppuku, but... it was due to bullying on social media.
For why?
I don't know.
Do you watch the show that she's on?
No. I'd never heard of her before. But I guess she's a big star in like one of the independent Japanese promotions. But yeah, she was only 22.
Mm.
It's crazy. I did watch AEW Double or Nothing, and that was fucking great. All of it. Start to finish, completely amazing. And you guys should watch the Boneyard match that Tom was telling you about and the Firefly Funhouse match because they're fucking insane.
Hmm.
Cinematic wrestling, dude. It's the future.
When are you going to watch it, George?
Probably never. I'm got to be honest with you.
I'm intrigued. I'm a little more.
I'll probably watch The Wretched again before I watch a WWE. Graveyard.
Why the fuck do they call it The Wretched? I mean, you know, what's up with that?
The thing is wretched looking, I guess. Smells wretched.
I don't think that's a very good name.
No. It's an intriguing name, you know. You're like, ooh, wretched. The Wretched. That sounds cool. Why is it The Wretched?
Wretched in the dictionary stands for, or the definition is, of a person, in quotes, in a very unhappy or unfortunate state.
I mean, I guess if you're possessed by a witch, you'd be in an unhappy or unfortunate state.
But the witch is probably like super stoked on what she's doing, right? She's like, I'm possessing all these bitches, right, dude?
Well, yeah. Right. Well, no, the witch is hella stoked. But, you know, it's like the kids are the wretched.
Oh, maybe we're the wretched watching the movie, dude.
No, I wasn't wretched watching it.
That's what you become if you watch Fantasy Island.
You gotta watch it.
That came out right before this whole deal, dude.
It probably caused this.
Yeah, dude, it probably would. Exactly.
It would be the number one movie at the drive-in.
It's fucked up.
You know what would be rad is if they started showing like older movies at the drive-in. Like,
I agree, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know, like, it'd be rad if they started showing at the drive-in.
Yeah.
But not with that comeback album they did 2 or 3 years ago.
No, that was OG.
That ship has sailed. Like, can't, you know. When they talk about like Rage Against the Machine reuniting like a few months ago or last year, and people are like, oh, they're getting back together. I'm like,
who cares?
So what? They're not Rage Against the Machine, dude. It's over.
At this point, it's Rage Against Other Millionaires.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, so that being said, it'd be nice if they came back and the album was fucking great or something. You know,
could you imagine, dude, Rage Against the Machine puts an album out 2020 and it's like all bangers all the way through? That'd be fucking incredible.
I cannot imagine.
I can't even imagine it. Yeah. I can imagine Donald Trump being president more easily than I can imagine Rage Against the Machine.
We better buckle up for 4 more years, dude, because it's happening.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, do I think so? People in a crisis do not like change, homeboy. And then that
change is Joe Biden.
Yeah. Ugh.
Old white bitches.
Yeah, yep. he is definitely an old white bitch. God damn.
Lesser of two evil party system.
Here's a rapist on one hand. Here's a rapist on the other. Which rapist do I pick?
Ooh. Here's a misogynistic racist. Here's a misogynistic pedophile.
God.
They're the same.
It's the same puppet master, dude.
Yeah, it's like Biden and Trump are just those Spider-Mans pointing at each other.
Yeah, I'm glad that Rhett is muted right now, because like I can't even handle this face that's coming through right now.
I thought you actually muted him. I'm back. Oh yeah.
No, I muted myself because I didn't say anything, because you guys just fucking.
That homie Craig took care of us.
Yeah,
I think he did. I think Craig is. He looks pretty diligent.
He looks stoked. He's over there.
He's very zoned
recording
in
the corner.
Yeah, it's so great. They went with that little dog with his eyes just like.
Mm. Is that a dog? I thought it was a bear.
I thought it was a bear too.
Well, fuck you guys, dude. It's a dog, dude. It's a little dog.
It's a dog, homie.
It's a little doggy.
All right. Well, that's the wretched. I mean, I would still recommend this movie. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Well, and again, though, if you're what's the rental for this? $8?
Something like that. $7, $8.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're a horror person and you want something new, and this is in the conversation and for good reason. But yeah,
It's worth a watch, but like if you expect it to make sense or you, you know, want there to be lore, then you're going to be sadly mistaken.
That's right. Wow.
You got your shit all twisted up, homie.
That shit's a mistake. Yeah. So I went into this film expecting lore. That shit's a mistake. next week is we're talking about Blood Quantum and Blood Machines. Since Blood Machines is short, it's about an hour. Both of those are on Shudder. Blood Machines, the one was mentioned previously, and Blood Quantum is the zombie film that takes place on the Native American, what do they call that? Territory? What do they call that?
Reservation, dude.
That fucking thing. Yeah. The Indian reservation. It's a very topical zombie film.
And you're supposed to be the smart one.
Who told you that?
I'm just kidding, dude.
He's just the one with the
huge dick.
Don't
worry, you're dumb.
I'm the intellectual blowhard, and you're the smart one. And Matt is the down to earth, like everyman.
You can say idiot.
We're all idiots. That's the thing that's lovely about us, is that we're all fucking retarded.
Wait a minute, though. So Alia posted a meme on Discord earlier where it said something about, like, I forgot what it was, but it was some kind of douchebag guy where he makes a joke and then waits for his response. He waits for the response of the people around him to say he was joking or not. Right. And isn't that like
Schrodinger's douchebag, a guy who says offensive things and decides whether he was joking based on the reaction of people around him? Little Turk that posted that.
Was she talking about you or me or Rhett
or the rest of the world? Because that's kind of what you have to do, you know?
Rape dogs too, am I right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If it's a tough crowd, you might go to jail. So you got to say, I'm joking. You know what I mean? So if you rape dogs, you better qualify it, you know, for sure.
Super qualified.
You were joking about
that,
right?
Did you see that old white bitch in Central Park that got shit canned yesterday?
No.
Okay, so this fucking old white bitch, she was taking her dog through this like protected area of Central Park, and this homie is just bird watching, and he's like, yo, can you put your dumbass dog on a leash? And she goes full Karen on his ass and calls the cops, and subsequently loses her fucking job because she's a fucking asshole. Look it up, dude. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anywho, that's a Who Goes There podcast for episode 200, whatever. Next week is the blood something.
Blood sausage. Blood
supposed
sausage.
Supposed to have a special guest next week. Supposed to.
Whom?
I told you this. We talked about this.
Who was it? Remind me.
I asked you to contact them.
Oh, yes.
You're asking me?
The musician fellow.
Yes. Yes, Red knows. This is a conversation that happened.
He's a drummer.
Yes.
I'm trying to give you hints.
Oh, and then you took care of it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. He contacted me on Discord, of all the mediums that you and I communicate on. You decided to message me on the shittiest one of all. Except a fucking text would have been probably better, but okay.
Don't be ungrateful, dude. Don't be ungrateful. Yeah. Discord is making all of this possible right now.
Yeah.
All right, idiots. We'll see.
Craig's gonna fuck talk about
Blood Lord. Yeah.
Bat Lords?
Blood Lord. Marathon. Both available on Shudder right now.
Okay. Craig.
Okay.
Craig, can you leave? Craig, leave.
I have to tell Craig, right? Because I invited him.
No, it doesn't matter who tells Craig. Craig, leave podcast.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.